by their side and learn how to listen to the littles and let them have their opinion. If you think that it's inappropriate or it's not good, then communicate with them. It will just naturally create a good relationship.
Too often, children and young adults don't feel like their opinion is valued and mattered. Them feeling like they're being heard and really pursuing things that interest them is such a small gift that we can give to them, and it helps fine-tune who they are as people.
So I think Marie's being actually really useful by purposefully saying what she's looking for, because she knows Joseph better than anyone. So actually, Marie's been a huge help in how we've collaborated together to give Joseph those types of experiences.
Today, we're talking about sharing power. That might sound odd in a podcast about relationships and mentoring, yet there are power dynamics in every relationship. When we are intentional in how we approach these dynamics, we can enrich and deepen those relationships, including the relationships between mentors and the parents or guardians of mentees. Welcome to the Big Ideas Podcast from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. I'm your host, Abby Fisher, from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Ohio. This podcast series focuses on the practical ways that mentors and families of youth build strong relationships that make their mentoring experience more rewarding, successful, and long-lasting. Our guests in this episode demonstrate how they share power with each other and their littles through mutual respect, being sure each person's voice is heard, collaborating, and giving each other opportunities to lead. The episode highlights the experiences of two mentors, Big Sister Jamie Hoover and Big Brother Graham Myatt. They connected through Big Brothers Big Sisters services in Greater Richmond, Virginia. Jamie has been Chloe's big for 1 year. Graham has been Joseph's big for 6 years. Their mom is Marie Jensen.
My name is Marie, and I am a parent of Joseph and Chloe, 16 and 11 now. They have their own dream and goal, and they just try to choose what they want to do, and I'm here to help them.
My name's Graham. I knew there's a lot of trust and relationship building that has to happen, and I'm just very grateful, you know, Marie entrusted Joseph in my care.
I'm Jamie. Marie reminds me a lot of my mom. She was a hard worker, had a lot to look after, and so I found it very easy to talk with Marie.
Collaboration, we're working together as a team to reach goals, is an important way to share power when partnering in a mentoring relationship. Graham, Jamie, and Marie shared a lot about how they worked together to help both Joseph and Chloe achieve their goals.
I want to give Marie some kudos because she's been very purposeful about how the program can enrich and help Joseph. We would talk about specific things that you would like us to work on. Teaching him to swim was a wonderful example of something he wanted to do. But there's a little bit of trepidation there. So we broke it down into bite-sized, achievable things. And actually, over a year or two, Joseph got really proficient at swimming.
Chloe is so responsible and mature. And so she needed to take more ownership of what we're doing. But also, I'm trying really hard just to let her have fun and kind of be a little goofy and silly.
What you said is right. She loosened up a little bit now. Yes, she's so responsible at the very young age. That's one thing that I need for Chloe to learn is loosen up a little bit and be a child and just enjoy, be you.
By inviting Graham and Jamie into her family's life and sharing power with them to mentor Joseph and Chloe, Marie is also noticing positive changes in her relationship with her children.
Sometimes our kids doesn't connect with us because they are in a different world. And because of the support of Graham and Jamie, the littles learn how to open up a conversation, maybe a question that the big help them solve.
But she knows Joseph better than anybody. She's got a vision for what experiences she wants Joseph to be exposed to. Marie's been a huge help in how we've collaborated together to give Joseph those experiences.
As the adults involved in each match relationships share power with each other, they also have opportunities to share power with young people. Because Marie has been intentional in helping Chloe and Joseph identifying the goals they want to achieve, Jamie and Graham can include Chloe and Joseph in decisions that affect them and provide opportunities for them to lead.
I think too often children and young adults don't feel like their opinion is valued. Chloe and Joseph both have things that they like and want to do. And it doesn't make any sense to me to always be like, well, this is what we're going to do this week. And hopefully you like it or get something out of it. Like, I do want their input because that helps me grow as well. Chloe's brought up some stuff to do that I didn't even think about.
I agree, Jamie. Giving them the option to choose what to do. It's an opportunity, really, to sort of invest in the little in doing something that's important to them. That's a great message.
Joseph began the BBBS program before his sister Chloe. His experiences paved the way for Chloe's relationship with Jamie. It also helped Marie grow in her own confidence in expressing herself as the parent of two littles in more recent years.
It's a challenge. So I'm a little quieter at work. I am so worried about how to speak with others. So I have to challenge myself.
She's really taken the opportunity to push Joseph and the program to really think very deeply about how can we help. So actually, I have seen a change, I think, as Marie's got some confidence and gathered that experience herself.
The relationship became natural. It changed me to be more confident and closer to my littles, and at the same time, learn how to communicate with the bigs.
Thanks, Marie, Graham, and Jamie. It is wonderful to hear how you've shared power amongst yourselves and also with Joseph and Chloe. You remind us of some of the many ways families and bigs can work together and respect one another, and how bigs and families can broaden each other's perspectives. The next episode, our final one, focuses on expanding possibilities through relationships between bigs and families. The Big Ideas podcast is provided through a partnership between Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. For more information, visit www.bbbs.org.